Chapter 32. The Kingdom of Justice. C. A king will reign justly, and princes will rule rightly. Each of them will be a shelter from the wind, a retreat from the rain. They will be like streams of water in a dry country, like the shade of a great rock in a parched land. The eyes of those who see will not be closed. The ears of those who hear will be attentive. The flighty will become wise and capable, and the stutterers will speak fluently and clearly. No more will the fool be called noble, nor the trickster be considered honorable, for the fool speaks foolishly, planning evil in his heart, how to do wickedness, to speak perversely against the Lord, to let the hungry go empty, and the thirsty be without drink. And the trickster uses wicked trickery, planning crimes, how to ruin the poor with lies, and the needy when they plead their case. But the noble man plans noble things, and by noble things he stands. The Women of Jerusalem. O complacent ladies, rise up, and hear my voice. Overconfident women, give heed to my words. In a little more than a year, you overconfident ones will be shaken. The vintage will fail, there will be no harvest. Tremble, you who are complacent. Shudder, you who are overconfident. Strip yourselves bare, with only a loincloth to cover you. Beat your breasts for the pleasant fields, the fruitful vine, and the soil of my people overgrown with thorns and briars. For all the joyful houses, the wanton city. Yes, the castle will be forsaken, the noisy city deserted. Down it comes as trees come down in the forest. The city will be utterly laid low. Hill and tower will become wasteland forever, for wild asses to frolic in, and flocks to pasture, until the Spirit from on high is poured out on us. Then will the desert become an orchard, and the orchard be regarded as a forest. Right will dwell in the desert, and justice abide in the orchard. Justice will bring about peace, right will produce calm and security. My people will live in peaceful country, in secure dwellings and quiet resting places. Happy are you who sow beside every stream, and let the ox and the ass go freely.